You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Unexpectedly heartfelt ukulele performance there from Iceland.
It's Eurovision on 95BFM with our European correspondent, Cameron Adams.
Ukraine has recently revealed new tanks, recently received new tanks in support of their defence against Russia's invasion. We have also seen the Czech Republic receive a new president and the UK's Prime Minister make his first big firing of a parliament member. All that and more has been covered in this week's Eurovision with BFM European correspondent Cameron Adams. He first went through a quick update of the war in Ukraine.
Ukraine's Defence Minister Alexei Reznikov claims that Russia is planning a massive offensive which could take place at the end of the month. Ukraine has also launched an anti-corruption drive with raids across the country. Billionaire Ihor Kolomoisky was targeted in raids today, and 10 leading Ukrainian figures has resigned over the past week, including Mr. Zelensky's deputy head of office, Kirilo Tymoshenko. And fighting continues in the stalemate that is Bakhmut.
After a lot of discussion, Western-made tanks will finally be sent to Ukraine. What change and what effect will this have on the war?
Tanks have finally come through after Ukraine and some allies have been constantly pleading for support. The big holdout was Germany, both on sending its own Leopard 2 tanks as well as holding the veto for re-export of its Leopard 2 tanks from countries like Poland. It was blocked by Olaf Scholz, who wanted guarantees from the Americans, saying that he would only export tanks if America did as well. And it worked. Some say it was a pretty big master play by him. So with the Americans involved, it now shields Germany, or at least that's kind of his thinking. Opinion polling within Germany was showing it to be quite neck and neck for support both for and against sending tanks over fears of escalating the conflict and getting Germany involved with Russia. So now with the announcement from Biden, it helps. So there's going to be 80 Leopards sent from Germany due to arrive in Ukraine in the next couple of months. There's also 14 UK Challenger tanks, which will also be coming in the next few months, and then also 31 US Abrams. However, there's no timeline on that, and it could be up to a year. Ukraine claims that they need at least 300. So while it won't be a significant amount, it does open the gate for more and allow Ukraine to basically get in Western-made kind of tanks and armor within its own armed forces.
The Czech Republic has a new president after a second round of elections last weekend. Who got the job?
Former Czech Army and NATO General Peter Pavel won over the populist candidate and former Prime Minister Andrej Babiš. So in the first round of presidential elections on the weekend of the 14th of January, both candidates came out neck and neck. However, the second round has given a pretty decisive 7-point victory to Pavel in a high turnout of 70%. Pavel, who had initially had some skepticism due to his membership of the Communist Party under Czechoslovakia, wooed voters on a platform of keeping the Czech Republic firmly in the West. The outgoing president, Miloš Zeman, had served two terms as president and backed Babiš after pushing for closer ties with Beijing and Moscow until its invasion of Ukraine.
What does this mean for the Czech Republic?
Yeah, so while the president won't have that many day-to-day duties, the position does allow to pick a prime minister and also the head of the central bank, and it also allows for having a strong voice on foreign policy and other government policies. So Pavel, being a former NATO general, he's been a strong supporter of Ukraine and is expected to visit Kiev with Slovak President Zuzana Kaputova. He also supports adopting the euro and has already drawn criticism from China after having a phone call with Taiwanese President Tsai Ing-wen.
Now in the UK, Tory Party Chair and former Chancellor Nathan Zahawi was sacked over a tax scandal. What happened?
This is the first sacking of Rishi Sunak's tenure as Prime Minister. Zahawi was the Chancellor of the Exchequer in July of last year after being appointed by Boris Johnson. He kept the role until September when he was moved to being Tory Party Chair by incoming Prime Minister Sunak. But it turns out that while he had the position of finance minister, he also had an ongoing £4.8 million settlement with tax officials over tax avoidance. So it was, seemed to be a pretty bad luck to have the person in the role of the finance minister also negotiating with the tax office over his unpaid taxes. It was alleged that Zahawi didn't declare the dispute with the HMRC, which was deemed as a, quote, serious breach of ministerial code, which led to his sacking. There is also still ongoing questions and criticism of Zahawi's actions around the media, who threatened legal action against The Independent for its initial publications around the tax settlement.
There's also investigations around the appointment of the BBC chairman.
So there's an investigation into the appointment of Richard Sharp as BBC chairman, following reports that the chairman had helped Boris Johnson secure a loan. The Sunday Times revealed that Sharp was involved in arranging a guarantor on a loan of up to £800,000 to Boris Johnson while he was Prime Minister. Sharp was then appointed as BBC chairman in 2021. Sharp has denied any wrongdoing and claims his appointment was, quote, by the book. However, an investigation will review the selection process. The investigation was thrown into further disarray this week after Commissioner for Public Appointments William Shawcross had to recuse himself from the leading of the investigation after admitting that he had met Richard Sharp several times. While the chairman is more involved in the overall strategy of the broadcaster, former BBC employee John Sopel claimed that Sharp was also involved in the interview process for the BBC's head of news, Deborah Turnus, last year. Sharp is also facing a separate investigation by the BBC's nominations committee, which is examining whether there has been any breach of its conflict of interest rules since he joined the Book Corporation in 2021.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.